Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
The following program is produced by Lawin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lawin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lawin Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of Be Bold, Why Not? And our theme for this season, again, is Lead with Passion. So here at Be Bold, Why Not podcast, we are here to inspire you to step out of your comfort zone, embrace your true potential, and live life boldly. That is right. You heard that right. I'm your host, of course, MJ. And each week, we bring you stories of courage, resilience, and transformation. From interviews with trailblazers who dared to defy the odds, to deep dives into the strategies that can help you conquer your fears and chase your dreams, we're here to empower you to take bold action in every area of your life. So here at Be Bold, Why Not?, which is brought to you by Lawin Media Network, you are watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, stream.lawin.live, and twitch.tv. And if you miss our live show, of course, you can listen to our podcasts on Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and a lot more. So to all our viewers tonight from the Philippines, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. And of course, we shouldn't miss it every episode. We have a game, so let's show them the mechanics of the game.
How to join the game. 1. Watch the live show and listen to the conversations. 2. Participate and share your experiences on the topic during the live show. 3. Type your thoughts or experience via comment section. 4. All participants are eligible to win a prize. 5.
There you go. The more comment you have, the more chances you also have on winning a special prize, which we will determine at the end of the show using Wheel of Names. But before we introduce our guests for tonight, I just would like to share with you today, as I was going through my social media account, I saw John Maxwell say this about leadership. Because, you know, our theme for this season is lead with passion, right? So he says a person who does not equip, who does not train others, is limited in his potential, limited in his power, limited in his influence. Because all we got to do is lead others. We will become limitless if we do that. We can reach a lot of other people. We can influence a lot of other people. And our guests for tonight are just like that. They are limitless. I'm so honored to have them on the show. But let me just give you a little bit of a background of our dear guests. Our first one is Dr. Claire Resilia. She is an assistant professor in the Educational Leadership Department of the College of Education at Sam Houston University. She is a field supervisor for the School Principal Practicum and Teacher's Master's and Doctoral courses in school leadership. Dr. Resilia was a former school principal and district program coordinator. She has a 20 years of education experience. She is the author of 3 educational books and multiple research publications. She is a professional development presenter and researcher who has presented her work at national and international conferences, such as the Oxford Educational Research Conference at the University of Oxford, United Kingdom, and the ICRI Conference in Seville, Spain. Wow, that is awesome. Let's welcome one of our very special guests for tonight, Dr. Claire Resilia, and then I will introduce our next guest after she comes in. Let's have Dr. Resilia.
Hi, good evening, MJ. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Such an exciting time.
Oh, it's an honor. It's an honor, Dr. Resilia. Of course, our next guest, I'm so excited too, because she is a good leader herself. Cora Flores is a dedicated professional and a passionate individual who has made notable strides in her career and personal endeavors. With a background in secondary education at Philippine Normal College, Cora taught Philippine Contemporary World and Asian History at Guadalupe Minor Seminary and Creative Visual Art History at Grade School Department in Colegio San Agustin in Makati. Cora has demonstrated expertise and commitment, continually striving to make a positive impact in her industry. She completed her secondary master's degree in principal education at the University of St. Thomas and continuing doctoral program in social justice. Cora is known for her innovative thinking and strong work ethics that earned her 3-time Teacher of the Year. Wow. Houston Rockets Educator of the Year, finalist for the Outstanding Filipino Professional and Teacher Leadership Academy recipient. Oh my goodness. Look at these guests of mine. They have all the accolades that you can ask for. No other than one of our guests for tonight, our final guest, of course, Miss Cora Flores. Let's get her in. All right.
Hello, MJ, Dr. Resilia. Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you all. And I am honored and privileged to be with you all, leaders in our own way and different groups. Thank you. Hello, Pilipinas.
Yeah, magandang umaga. See, we already have a lot of comments. Can I read our comments real quick before we dive in? Okay. From Araceli Estarija, good evening, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. I'm watching from Pangasinan. Yes. Thank you, Araceli. And then we have Joan Estarija, good evening, Texas. And Mom MJ, God bless to all po from Philippines. And Aramina Ongria. Okay. Have a blessed morning, Mom. Have a blessed morning, too. Glenn Resilia. Wow, nice. Wow, looks like your better half is watching, Dr. Claire.
Of course, right? He needs to support us.
And then, of course, good morning, Mom, watching from Pangasinan, from Aramina again. Alvin Reyes, have a blessed day and morning, Mom, watching from Pangasinan. And Arceli, good evening, Dr. Claire Resilia. Have a wonderful day. God bless. And Jovita Reyes, good morning, Mom, watching from Pasorubio, Pangasinan. And Monica Hadap, what is that? What's the Hadap? Watching from Dixie Drive, Texas. Wow, thank you. Oh, my.
Oh, wow, that's so, so far.
I know, right? We're so excited. We already have a lot of viewers participating and giving their comments. But, of course, I'm so honored to have 2 of the most influential in their craft, like in teaching, in their field, Dr. Claire and Teacher Cora. Let me ask you, Ate Cora, first. I guess we're gonna go with I'm sorry, I'm not revealing ages here, but we're going to go with seniority. Is that okay, Dr. Claire?
Of course.
Yes, yes. So, Teacher Cora, can I just tell you, I call you Teacher Cora?
Yes, of course.
Okay, Teacher Cora. So, where are you from in the Philippines? And I'm going to ask you too, where are you from in the Philippines? And did you always want to be a teacher when you were young?
If you're talking about province, my parents are from Calibo, Aklan. Both of my parents hails there. I live in Tandansora, Quezon City. And is it my idea to be a teacher? No. No, actually, no. I wanted to be a doctor, but, you know, economically, we cannot afford that. The only thing I could get into is to be a teacher. So I became a scholar at the Philippine Normal University now, and then I move on. So I pursued education, and little did I notice that I am very, very good at it.
Oh my! Yes,
I think
that's right.
This is my 37 years in education, counting way back Colegio San Agustin, and then over here in United States. So 37. Going
37 years. So you're the expert. You're the go-to. You're like, you pretty much coach everybody. Yes. What about you, Dr. Claire? I'm just going to ask the same question. Were you from the Philippines? And of course, give us a little bit of background, what you wanted to be when you were a little girl. Yeah, if you really wanted to be a teacher and all that. Just so our viewers will get to know you more.
Yes, of course. So I am from Cebu. So Bisaya ni, maayong gabi sa tanang mga Bisaya din ha, who are watching from Texas, and maayong buntag sa mga Bisaya who are watching sa Philippines. So I'm from Cebu. We're originally from Cebu, both parents. As for the teaching, it was never really the career that I wanted. So I graduated a Bachelor of Mass Communication. But when my husband and I were already planning to come to the United States, I was thinking, I don't think I'm going to get into the world of media, right? Here in the U.S., the competition is so tough. And I was thinking, probably that's not going to be it for me. Then I realized at that time, it was around 2001, there were a lot of teachers, Filipino teachers, you know, who came here to the United States. So I said the easiest route maybe was to get an education degree. So before we actually came here, I got an education degree. That way, you know, I would be prepared when I come. And so true enough, really, you know, you never know where your passion lies. I came to realize that teaching has become a passion of mine. And now, you know, now that I'm back to teaching again, this time just developing not the, the students, but the principals who will be leading the schools, it has been a wonderful ride for me.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So I can totally relate to, you know, your stories and all that. I did not want to become a nurse in the beginning as well, just like just like you. I mean, I wanted to be in public speaking. So I actually took a semester of mass communication at University of the Philippines College Baguio. And that, but, you know, God leads us and knows our desires, and That's he gives true. The opportunities for us to still fulfill our passions and our dreams. So that's very true. So Ate Cora, because you have a very good voice. I mean, what other things that you do? Like being a teacher, you have a modulated voice and it's really... Do you also sing? I know Dr. Claire sings. So do you also sing?
No. I think the modulated voice came from, 37 years of practice in the classroom where you changes the tone every now and then and how you are going to get control of your classroom. So probably that is where it, developed. That is why. And if you have not asked me, probably it is the way when I was in college, I was always, you know, during my time, it was the height of, you know, how political issues happen in the Philippines. I am a very good speaker, right, in the streets of Menjola. So probably that's another practice over there. So okay. I think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's all right. See how time flies. I mean, I can't believe we're already, we need to go on a break now because we're already past, you know, the first part of the show. So we're going to go on a short break and we will continue chatting with our very special guest. So we'll be back shortly.
Okay.
And we have some more comments from Luz Pineda. Okay, I can't see the complete last name. That's why. Anyway, from Luz Pineda, Quezon. There you go. Good evening, Dr. Claire and Mom Cora, watching from Houston, Texas. You have fans here. All right. And then again, Arcelia Sarija, and also to Mom MJ and Miss Cora Flores. Good evening and good God bless again. From Gemela Gemparo Lim, watching. And then Alexis Oliveros, good morning, Texas. A blessed day to all of us. God bless your show. And John Denver Estarija, I believe. Good evening, Texas. And Mom MJ, Miss Cora, and Dr. Claire. God bless all po from Pangasinan. And Ruby Vergara, good morning, watching from Pangasinan. I love watching your show. God bless po. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. We love for you to be listening to us because we promise you, you're going to learn. You're going to learn from our very special guests. So, Dr. Claire, because we were talking about a beautiful modulated voice of Teacher Cora. I know you sing, but how important you think is voice in teaching? Because I know students get bored. So you have to be able to you know, make ways to make them keep their attention to you. So how important is it,
Dr. Claire? Yes. It's very, very important because, you know, you are like a live show every time you are teaching. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be an effective teacher, you first have to be a very effective communicator. So, you know, being able to adjust when you try to whisper, or sometimes when you really want that attention and you use that loud, you know, that bigger voice that you have, you know, that switch actually, you know, attracts the student, where should I look? You know, who, you know, is this an important message? And of course, you know, the tone, the modulation of your voice, it's very, very important. Those are different techniques to engage your students. So yes, I agree with, you know, what Ma'am Cora said. It is very, very important. And then the more you are exposed, you know, every day, because of course you're teaching, right? You're up there, you're talking, then over time it develops. So again, it comes with experience, but yes, you need, if you are, you know, if you're planning to be a teacher and you have not exercised that, I remembered sometimes, you know, when I would be presenting the night before, I would actually be looking at the mirror and then pretend that I'm actually teaching the class. That's, you know, I still do that because it's very, very important. Your presence is very, very important, again, to engage your students or to engage your audience.
That's right. And sometimes it's the conviction in your words and in the tone that actually makes them feel and actually make them receive what you are trying to communicate. And you're right, to be a teacher, you have to be a great communicator, which I can tell from the two of you, other than your years of experience, you, it also is like, other than you already have it, it's, you hone it too as the years go by. But let's talk about fast forward coming to the US, because I know in the Philippines that the educational system is different. So Teacher Cora or Ma'am Cora, how would you differentiate the educational system in the Philippines to the US? Especially you've been here longer, teaching longer than Dr. Claire, right? So yeah, tell us about your experience when you came in and actually took the job as a teacher in a foreign country and compare it to how it was in the Philippines.
Well, there are so many factors to consider when you compare the educational system back home and in here. When I was in the Philippines, I actually started my teaching career in a seminary school. So I was in Guadalupe Minor Seminary, and then I moved to Colegio San Agustin. So basically, my formation is Catholic schools. And, you know, how the teaching environment over there is really, really quite different from here. So when I came in here, well, the challenges basically is more of the classroom atmosphere. It is how you control the students. And at the same time, on how are you going to be an effective teacher to them, considering the fact that your environment, your culture is different from them. The way you talk, the way you behave and stand in front of them, the way you present yourself are all factors for you to control these kids. Because if you don't have control, mind you, it doesn't matter how skilled you are as a teacher, that will all go out to that window. So another challenge, I mean, another different is the resources that we have. Now, I grew up in a pen and paper use of teaching, where you put everything in a manila paper and you write it down. Actually, in PNU, you are when you graduate, you're supposed to be excellent writer in a manila paper, and then you post it on the wall. Right here, no. The resources are abundant, and it's up to you to be creative on how to use those resources and how you will connect that on the way how you teach, the introduction of your voice, and how are you going to implement effectively the curriculum that is given to you. So those are the differences. And also leadership, okay? So how your principal, your administrators, they make, you know, the relationship with the rest of the faculty is really quite different. Back home is more of personal, right?
Here you have the professional.
You cannot, do that here. Although they're saying that you need to build relationship, but you know, our culture is a big factor when it comes to dealing with relationship here in the United States. So right, I think yeah. those challenges, I was able to hurdle all of those things. So, you know, it's a matter on how you twist your professional training with these people and how you play politics and how you do distribute knowledge and how you hone your skills with them really made me, you know, quite an expert in what I do now.
Okay, so, great. Yeah, that's awesome.
To add to that, I was even asking myself, because every time they hear my name, Miss Flores, you will not hear or see anybody in the hallway. There goes Miss Flores. Okay, so I have already fostered that kind of, you know, reputation to the school. So every time I go in there, I don't have any more issues with regard to discipline. So those challenges, I know those who are starting right now, it will take time, but you will be there.
Okay. Yeah. With Dr. Claire, because I know you were a mass comm journalism graduate and you became a teacher. So transitioning from being a mass comm journalist to a teacher, how was it for you?
I think it became quite easy for me because as a mass communication graduate, right, I was not only exposed to journalism, I actually was exposed to broadcasting media. So my phase and marketing, right? So I always leverage that. And so I'm always cognizant of the fact that when I'm out there, I'm actually selling myself. And I guess, you know, I did have an experience in the Philippines, you know, prior to coming here. Although it was very short, it was also in a Catholic school. And then I moved here and then taught in Los Angeles, in California, in the San Francisco area, and then moved here to Texas. So really that transition for me is that how do I leverage myself and how do I market myself? One of the things was that first, I love to really study. And so I have to know the content first. What is it that I'm going to be teaching, because although I was an English language arts teacher, there were different components in the course that I had to be able to teach. So I had to learn how to teach, right, that specific course. But then at the same time, I had to look at the pedagogy of learning. What is the best way for these students to learn? So at that time, I was teaching an eighth grade class. And in fact, because I just moved from California to Texas, so I actually was in the toughest school. In fact, you know, one of my students, I would remember because I made them write a poem. They said that our neighborhood is so tough that even the pizza guy would not deliver pizza in that neighborhood. So, you know, the one thing that, you know, comes to your mind when you are put in a position like that, fear comes in. Well, I'm just one of those that, you know, I just smile. Although, you know, there's that. You know, but I always look at things in a positive way. I always have to look at, you know, if these kids are able to survive, you know, within that environment, I'm an adult, I can survive. And one of the things was the biggest message I really want for my kids, for especially the ones here in the United States, was to understand that I was not born here. I did not graduate here, but it was because of my education that I am now standing in front of them and, you know, doing the work that I do and became a teacher. And, you know, fast forward, I think it's because of that advocacy. It only took me about 2 years of being a classroom teacher, and I was actually promoted to become a specialist. And from specialist, you know, went on to do other roles in the district and became a school principal. So the one thing that I really just want, as I saw, always been my empowering message to all Filipinos is that you are good enough. You are here. You are in the United States because you have what it takes to be able to make it here. And so, because sometimes, you know, what we have, what we call an imposter syndrome, right?
Yes.
And sometimes we still experience that, right? Am I good enough to be out here? You know, when I was a principal, I experienced that, right? I was Asian. I was Filipino. My staff were, you know, half of them. I only had two other Filipinos who were working with me, and probably, three more probably Asian that, you know, worked in that school. So majority of them were not, you know, our race, but at the same time, it's not about that. It's about what can I contribute? So I think, you know, if you have that lens and you tell yourself, as what you said, I really love how you talked about faith, because it has played a very, very vital role in understanding what is our role. And so when God puts you here at a specific time in your life, it's because you can make a difference. And you have, as what you said, you know, the title of the show, you just got to be bold and embrace
that
and say, why not? You know, if I am put in this place to be here, to teach, to lead, to supervise, then why not? I can do it. So I think that's just the segue of how, you know, I transitioned from a very different, you know, course that I graduated into the actual career that I have right now.
Wow, that's amazing. It's just so good. We are learning so much from our guests, but we know we got to go for another break, and we will be back shortly.
Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind the scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
Yes, good morning, Ma'am MJ, watching from Pangasinan. And of course, we have Geraldine Garcia. Good evening, Texas, watching from Pangasinan. We have a lot of viewers from Pangasinan. And Mark Carlo De Seco, good evening, Texas, watching from Pangasinan. Thank you so much. Magandang umaga again to all of you. And maraming salamat for always watching the show. And yes, I would like to piggyback on what you both said, you know, about having the specialness in you. Like you have a calling, every one of us. And you're right, Dr. Claire, Ma'am Cora. If you're here in the U.S., like coming from more than 11,000 miles from a foreign country, then yes, you have greatness in you. You have something special that you just need to be bold to take on, to lead your life. We are leaders in our own capacities. You don't have to be a leader with position or power or anything like that. Just lead your life to the right path and follow the calling that God has put in your life and take steps boldly, and you can make a difference. Surely you can make a difference in this world. Let the world need us. See how broken this world is. So we're so blessed to have both leaders here in the show tonight. Now I want to ask both of you, who in your life, leaders in your life that you both look up to, and why? Is there any particular person that you look up to as a leader? Ma'am Cora, why don't we start with you?
I don't know. It is just when I look at those people ahead of me, my parents, my teachers. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that I look up to. How they struggled to provide education for all 7 children without permanent livelihood. I think that itself is a sense of leadership that you put upon your children so that they could emulate and use you as a model in order for us to attain our goals in life and make economic and social changes and improve our social mobility. There is no specific leader that I know. It is just that I wanted to serve my people, serve my neighbors, save the same group of professionals that I have. And that itself is a profound sense of how you are going to be looked and be seen by others when you lead others. So it is in doing what is best, then people will follow you. And that's you will become a game changer to them. So I think that's particular.
Yes, yes. But that's good. Because, you know, even I remember my parents are both gone. You know, they passed away from this life really early on. But I always remember what my father used to tell us about education. You know, we don't have anything that you can inherit. Like, they cannot pass any material thing to us because we were very poor. But he always said that your education is the best inheritance that we can give you, because that will bring you to greatness. Yeah. And yes, I still, even though they were not the ideal parents, you know, but still they tried their very best. They did give their blood and sweat to get us to, you know, fulfill our dreams and all that. So what about you, Dr. Claire? Do you have a leader or a person or someone that you look up to when it comes to leadership?
Yes, I do. And I think she just actually passed away this month. And her name is Dr. Mila Cañete. She actually is a doctor of education. But what inspired me, you know, that I want to be like her was that she gave me an opportunity. So just like you guys, you know, my family was also struggling, you know, to put us to college. And so at that time, I was actually an orator. So I won oratorical contests. I've always been passionate about public speaking. And so she saw me in one of the contests in our city. And then she told my dad, you know, I think you have a very sharp daughter there. And then at that time, I was young. And, you know, I just have to admit this. My teachers did not like me much because I was very outspoken. And I'm like, deuces, whatever, you know. So I was that type of student. I knew I had some intelligence, but, you know, it did not translate to my grades because, you know, I just did not want to show, like, you know, if you tell me I need to do this, I won't do it. But I knew, you know, but they had no choice to put, you know, to make me be the representative of the school because I was really good at public speaking. So it was in that contest and she took a shot on me. She said, but my dad said, you know, she is not in the top 10 in the class. So I don't think, you know, the scholarship are for those students. She said, no, just let her take the test and let me see what her scores were. And so true enough, I came in 12th place. So out of all the, you know, there were thousands that applied, I came in 12th. And so I got the scholarship for college. And that turned around my life. And so that's why I always say, you know, as much as I encourage my own sons, you know, to make sure that you have the good grades, it really is not that the grades does not define you, right? What defines you is who you are as a person. And sometimes, you know, as a school principal, going back to that, you know, when we will have conversations about, you know, what grade should we give a student, you know, giving a zero. I am a principal who says we cannot be giving students zero because, you know, what is the way for them to be able to pull that grade up, right? And so if they feel like they can't anymore, then they're just going to continue to, you know, act the way that they act because they feel hopeless. So she was the one who gave me, you know, that inspiration.
declaration that, you know, the moment that you have, the specific time that you have, it does not define you. You mm-hmm. are still in the making. And even right now, yeah. you know, okay. at 46 years old, right, I am still in the making, right? This right. is not, you know, I cannot refuse to stop, you know. There's still opportunities out there that may be available for me. So I just do not know. But I take each day as they come, knowing, again, that, you know, we have a bigger person, a God who actually, you know, is mm-hmm. Is the architect of our life. So she is that's one. Right. And then I have another one who's actually my first principal. When I became an assistant principal, she was the first principal that I worked under. And her name is Cheryl Davis. So wow. I just have to mention her name because she is just one amazing school principal. She really led our school with much courage and faith. And so I love the way that she showed me, you know, there are days when you have to be tough and you have to say it as it is. And sometimes that is hard because, you know, we can be people pleasers sometimes, right? But mm-hmm. it was the idea of, you know, there are times, again, going back to your title, right? Being bold, right? Mm-hmm. To say things as they are, but I think in a compassionate way. So mm-hmm. so there is really a very big difference with that, you know, that sometimes what has to be corrected has to be corrected, but it really is it depends on the delivery of how you say it. And so Mrs. Davis actually showed me that. So those are the two leaders that I certainly look up to and I try to emulate, you know, in the decisions and in the work that I do.
Wow. Maybe MJ, I could emulate Dr. Resilia too.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We can emulate each other, definitely. Yeah, because we inspire each other, you know. And we mm-hmm. have some comments from Gemella Gempa. I don't know.
Gemparo.
Okay, Gemparo Lim. So inspirational. Great advices. Kudos, Dr. Claire and Cora. Lead, be bold. Mabuhay ang mga Pilipinong guro. Yes. And then,
thank
of course,
you, Gemella.
I'm Iligot. Hello, Texas. Watching from San Jose, Batangas. God bless us all. And Rochelle Daseco. Good evening, MJ, Miss Cora, and Dr. Claire. Watching from the Philippines. And yes, absolutely 100%. I agree with both of you that, you know, we are here to inspire each other. And as like you, Dr. Claire, I was an orator too. I'm not kidding. I competed ever since I was in elementary school up until I graduated in college. And my coach when I was in high school, his name is Dr. Joselito Lolinco. You know, I was an orator for our English. But then when I was in high school, they needed someone to be an orator for Tagalog. And I was the trained English one. They couldn't find somebody to represent our high school in Tagalog. So they trained me to be the Tagalog orator. And then our valedictorian then became the English orator, but just for 1 year. Anyway, that was my, yeah, so we're so, I can relate, totally relate. And you're right. You are a teacher now, but you used to be in mass comm journalism. You had dreams and passions that you wanted to be growing up. But God gave you teaching as your vocation. And now, without teachers, there are no professionals. So you have the biggest and the most rewarding career in life. Because there are no doctors, there are no nurses like me. There wouldn't be anybody that has any kind of career or profession or anything like that without teachers. So now let's talk about your leadership roles now in the community, because I know, Mom Cora, you are the president of, tell me about SAFE, or how do you say, I'm sorry, but I'm not so familiar, but then, yeah, explain that, because I know we've been having a lot of J1 teachers coming from the Philippines, which is great, because you know how these families of our teachers now are helping their families in the Philippines. That's how we are known for, because we love to help our families, and we just sacrificed everything just to help them. So now we have these teachers and we're so excited. And how is that going, Mom Cora, leading these teachers mm-hmm. that are new here in Texas, especially here in Houston?
In 2018, I have friends from different school districts. We have from Aldine, Galena Park, Alif, and Houston ISD. We sat together at Jollibee, sorry for blanking, and then we tried to talk about what is going on with Filipino teachers here in the United States. We also have a lot of Filipino teachers who are already in the position of the administration, principal, assistant principal, specialists, and so on. But however, we don't have influence when it comes to change in, you know, educational system here in the United States. So that is the initial work that we goal that we started our Society for the Advancement of Filipino Educators and Education Professionals. Education professionals, because we have a lot of Filipino teachers who are working as diagnosticians, nurses, specialists. They don't really belong to a formal classroom setting, but they are involved and engaged in the development of the students. So that era, that the focus is our professional education. So we established that. And however, when the group of cultural exchange students came in, there were about 100 of them in 2021 when they came. And I was approached by one of the teachers that, Corda, how are we going to help these teachers? They are here. They don't have settlement. They don't know what to do. And there was no support. So I jumped in and tried to get involved. So we organized all of them to provide moral support first, because they need to be assisted on how are they going to settle here, what is the situation, how does the district look like, and how are they going to deal with the challenges that they have here. Me and the rest of the teachers, we know how it feels to be in a foreign country and no one is there to assist. So when we stepped in, the group stepped in, we started to help our cultural exchange teachers to settle down, find an apartment, you know, how they pay a lot of money to come here. And then once they step in the United States, no one is taking care of them. And we provided help for all of this. And with this, I would like also to say that it is not only a sole work of the SAFE. It is also with the help of different community organizations here. Can I say it?
Filipino American Chamber, and what else, Paul?
Dawat Kalinga.
Okay, good. Yes.
Summer Leyte, Filipino Nurses Association, Santo Nino Mission Church, community. They are the ones who really help SAFE. And Dr. Claire is one of our board members. For now, we're good. And just last Friday, I picked up 16 HISD teachers. And a lot of them don't have settlement yet. So 7 of them are housed in my house. So I'm waiting for, you know, I could find apartments so they could settle. And Thursday is the start of teacher reporting here in Houston ISD. However, there are already 18 J1 teachers that came 2 weeks ago from Aldine ISD. So, but we have a group of teachers. Gemeline is one of them, are in charge of that. So we have 2 ISDs that are in support of our new teachers.
Wow, that's exciting. But you know, I can't believe how fast the show went with the two of you. We're going to have to go for our last break. And when we come back, we're going to continue on with our very special guest. And we're going to talk about their surprise. So let's go on a break. We'll be back shortly.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
In a world cluttered with information, where truth is power, Law & Weekly News stands apart.
We delve deeper, uncover facts, and bring stories to light. From political showdowns and economic triumphs to the pulse of the street and the heart of the community.
We capture the moments that define us, stories that challenge, inspire, and transform.
Tune in live Sundays 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and Sundays 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right, we're back. And we have more comments from, let me see here. We have a lot of comments. Alva Mia Gana. Gana. Good evening, Dr. Claire and Mom Cora. And from Delia Ligot, Tita Delia. Okay, Ganaban Balisi. Sorry, I apologize, Alva. I couldn't read your whole name. But anyway, from Tita Delia Ligot, good evening, Texas. Hello, MJ. God bless your program. Thank you po. And Joanne Estariha, mabuhay po ang Texas. Yes, and mabuhay ang Pilipinas. Nicolo Ligot Dizon, good evening, Texas. I love your show. Very inspiring. Oh, Nicolo Ligot Daseco. Sorry. Good evening, Texas. I love your show. Very inspiring. God bless your show. Mabuhay. Maraming salamat. Geraldine Garcia, more power, Lawin. And from Ruby Vergara, if there's no teacher, there's no profession we have right now. I salute all teachers out there. Tama ka dyan, Ruby. Oh my goodness, that's very true. And Maricar Ligot, good morning po from Pozorubio, Pangasinan. Maricar Ligot Hamito or Jamito. Maraming salamat. Oh my gosh, they were just overflowing with love from our viewers. And I am so excited because we have, again, we have two of the best leaders in education in our Filipino-American community here in Houston, Texas. And what is so exciting about Mom Cora and Dr. Claire is dun, 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 dun. They're going to have their own show. Yay. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I can't wait. Yes. And you've heard them, how well-versed they are in their craft, how well they communicate, how beautiful their voices are. And mind you, they even sing. One of them sings. And she's actually... acting an upcoming concert of Jaya, right, Dr. Claire?
Yes, yeah. Right.
So you know how good God is, because I believe, you know, I hang on to Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And to fulfill your dreams. So we are so excited for Lawin Media. Yes, Lawin Media Network is very honored to have Mom Cora and Dr. Claire have their own show. Let's talk about
Michelle.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our viewers? I couldn't keep it. It's like I've been so excited to come to this part of the show because I'm so excited to just let them know that they're actually going to have a show that they can learn from these two very inspiring and empowering women and teachers of Houston, Texas. So, Dr. Claire,
I want to start by saying, you know, a quote from Isaiah 60:22, I, the Lord, will make it happen at the right time. I, the Lord, will make it happen. And so, you know, listening to the background that Mom Cora and I had shared with you, right, what our hopes and dreams are and what God has prepared for us, you know, the talent that he has given us, where we're just so excited and thankful to Lawin Media for allowing us this opportunity to have our own show here at Lawin Media. This the pilot episode will be this coming Saturday. It is August 3rd at 9 a.m. Texas time. And the title of our show is Teacher Talk.
Teacher Talk.
with
Mom Cora.
And Dr. Claire.
Yeah.
Oh, right, that is so exciting. Wow. Yes. Wow. I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. I mean,
guys, guys, this is now the time that teachers and other professionals will have a chance to be in a conversation other than what you usually see. You are going to see new faces, and we are very, very excited to offer this show for you all. And Dr. Claire will tell you our first episode on Saturday.
Yes. I know. It's very exciting. We've lined up a wonderful, actually two guests who are actually teacher leaders. And the title for that show on Saturday is Leader Ako Kasi Filipino. Filipino Ako Kaya leader ako. So it really is talking about us Filipinos being leaders out there. And so the individuals that we will be inviting are really, you know, one is a principal, a current school principal, and then the other one is actually a program coordinator in her district. And so the idea of our show is really to showcase, you know, the Filipino teachers that we have here, educators. But other than that, we also want to empower the Filipino families, because a part of our advocacy for this program is really to talk about the realities of, you know, the educational system. But other than that, you know, a new way of either talking about current issues that we have, but looking at it from a point of view, from a teacher's perspective too, you know, as what Mom Cora and I have shared, we really do see things in a different light. And so coming from that view, you know, we would be able to have that conversation with you guys. And then more importantly, what we also want to make sure is that, you know, just like we are very excited with all the audience participation that you have here in the show, we're also excited to hear from our viewers, what is their take? And from there, you know, have that conversation. So yes, MJ, you know,
that's
gonna be a very, very exciting time for us. That's going to be an amazing time.
Also, you are going to see different kinds of different kinds of discussion, and you will be introduced to a new type of conversation with regard to other professionals here in Houston. So We're glad.
It has come to fruition. It has come to, and we have exciting viewers already. Okay, so Maricardi got, I think I've read that, but Luz Pineda Quezon, wow, can't wait to see them in action. And Arceli Estarija, again, nice job po, and keep it up. Mabuhay. Wow, I can't wait. I mean, it has been really a pleasure having the two of you. And what an honor for me to have like guests like you are so passionate about your calling, who are passionate to follow, you know, that inner voice, that advocacy that you have, and to leave a legacy for our Filipino American community and the other, you know, everybody that's watching our show. And that's what Be Bold, Why Not is all about. We're here to help you discover your true potential. And before we end now, we're gonna actually raffle now. We're gonna draw a raffle, and we're still don't go yet. You're not going yet, both of you. But we're gonna raffle the winner, be a winner tonight. Wow, let's see. Yay! All right.
What are they gonna win?
It's a surprise.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, Alvin Reyes, congratulations. Wow. So, Alvin, you will be contacted on how you're going to claim your prize. Mm-hmm. Or you can message me on my messenger. You can look for me, MJ Verzosa Concepcion. Okay, you can send me a private message. Or our VA will send you how you can claim your special prize. Anyway, we have another comments before we end. Selmari Aglagos, good evening to all. And again, from Luz Pineda Quezon, Dr. Claire and Mom Cora, watching and listening to both of you, make me feel proud to be a Filipino. Thanks for inspiring us.
Wow. Thank you. MJ, can I just say something before?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I know you've been mentioning about that upcoming, you know, my other side, which is the singing side. There is an upcoming show from the Asia's Queen of Soul, Miss Jaya. She will have a concert this coming August 17th on a Saturday at River Church. So please make sure to score your tickets. I will have the opportunity to be a front act there in that concert. So
just yay! All right, and you're not actually going yet, because I want to hear your inspiring, your like final message to all our viewers tonight. Let's start with you, Mom Cora.
I should say that we as Filipinos, we need to stand and be a voice for everybody. But before you could do that, be a voice for yourself. Make sure that you expound yourself and make sure that you take care of yourself, the others, so that you will be able to serve others. That's an example.
Wow. What about you, Dr. Claire?
You know, I always go back and root to my faith. And so I am reminded that the steadfast love of the Lord renews every morning. And so every morning when you wake up, you have another calling, you have another mission that, you know, is not only, you know, that does not is placed by you by a bigger person. And that is, you know, for me, our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I have to be bold in that, in saying that. And so find what that mission is, and, you know, whatever trials, tribulations that come your way, because life is, you know, you will have those pieces in there. Just know that you can overcome. And coming here to the United States, you know, I think all of us share that story, you know, that immigrant story. And so we just have to tell ourselves that because we were placed here, we can overcome, and we have all the means and the tools. We just have to find it within ourselves, you know, to be able to get on with the task that we are destined to do. So I think that's going to be the message that I will have for everyone. You know, be bold, just go out there and achieve, you know, what has been placed before you.
Wow, that's so profound. We have a few more comments before we actually end the show. Alvin Reyes, thank you to all of you moms. Congratulations, Alvin. And again, Gamela Gemparolim, congratulations. Can't wait to hear you both. Thank you to MJ for featuring Dr. Claire and President Cora. You're welcome. And again, thank you so much, Mom Cora, And Dr. Claire, yes, Ma'am Cora, you want to say something?
Yeah, MJ, can I announce our activity on Saturday? Is that okay?
Oh, yes, yes.
On August the 3rd from 8 to 11, we are going to have an orientation for our J1 teachers at Courtyard Marriott. It will be just a simple entertainment for them to welcome all of these teachers. And I wanted them to be connected, all of these 38 teachers coming from two school districts. So you're all invited to come. Hatlak po.
Yes, all right. It's at 11, Ma'am Cora, it's 11 o'clock to 4 because we still have our show in the morning.
In the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
That's right.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, yeah. All right. So again, Ma'am Cora and Dr. Claire, thank you very much for sharing your beautiful story to our viewers tonight. And to all our viewers, thank you so much for watching the show. And continue to watch us, because in Be Bold, Why Not, we are here to empower you, to inspire you, to help you grow to your full potential. You just need to take that bold step, because there is greatness in you and God has put something in you that you can make a big difference in everyone's life. We all have beautiful stories, so don't be scared to share it. We're here to listen, and we're here for you. Again, thank you so much. Watch us again Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here at Be Bold, Why Not. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Good night, everyone.